Because this is America. Black people are not going anywhere. They're not going to be slaves anymore, so take that out your head. Muslims who were born here as Americans are not going anywhere. Yeah. They're not going. We're not going anywhere. No, I don't know why you don't get this part.
But they're being harassed.
Yeah. We're all being harassed.
These people are being harassed. Somebody I know, a gay boy, a friend of mine, put on Facebook that he was on 10th Avenue in New York the other day, and somebody, I'm a Trump supporter. I mean, this is happening in New York City now.
Well, there's a research.
And I had a driver last night, an Uber driver, who was a Pakistani guy, and he said that he's frightened. What kind of country is this now? Well, people better not sit back and just take it, because they have all the power in the White House, in the Senate, in the House of Representatives. The FBI is in their pocket. We have to be the loyal opposition in this country. That's what we're here for.
Well, and to your point, easily, but I will say there was also, and by the way, my optimism was just about the photo ops, that bringing in, going from the Hitlers, that's my optimism. But there, you know, in fairness too, there was a guy that was wearing a Make America Great Again hat on the subway and was totally beat up. Down in D.C., there was a woman.
It's a response you're going to get.
I know, but I'm just saying it's on both sides. And it's
no,
so
it's getting
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Sides.
It didn't
We're not
start.
Beating up white
Hold
people.
On a second. It did not start.
Incidents from anger on both sides, and that's why I think the onus is on our leaders to come out and say, please peacefully protest. That is your constitutional right. No more violence.
Violence, I agree. Never okay.
Never violence.
I was waiting with all these protests. I thought Trump would come out, and you know how we've all said it would help. Right now, the problem is his silence is letting his appointments speak for him.
That's right.
And those are scary.
Agreed. And to your point, Paula, I disagree that we're seeing it on both sides. I think too many people are saying that. I think there's this false equivalency. You see
Maybe
protesting.
Maybe not 50-50, but we are seeing
violence.
I don't
think it's 90-10. Yeah. I mean, I think you're seeing protests. I think you're seeing peaceful protests. 99% of the protests are peaceful.
Last weekend and they attacked a news crew and police officers. That's not peaceful.
99% though. 99%. And that is the honest to goodness
but
truth.
The question is, who started it? For a whole year,
I'm not denying that.
We've been listening to all of this racist rhetoric, and now people are angry. I mean, they started it. If someone hits you in the face and you hit them back, who started that?
Well, I'm always going to defend myself.
Yes.
Yeah, so don't punch me, okay?
I'm not saying. I love you.
Your point is taken. It's not really on both sides. People have been attacked, and that's why they're responding.
Yeah.
That's a lot of what's going on.